Norwalk and fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and, oh, man, are there some really cute animal videos and so forth. And there's one. You got to go. There's a spectacular peacock that I ran into. I had to put up. But I don't know. It is the most spectacular blue with kind of a purple, lavender, purplish body. I had to put up, you know, is somebody messing with me again, or do they really exist in this color? I don't think they can exist in this color. It's too spectacular. But I'd appreciate if y'all looked at it and tell me, is it real or is it AI'd or Photoshopped or whatever? But man, Nathan, you got to pull up the Facebook page. And then there's a cattle dog. And this one is for you. I put it up. I forgot to say it was for you. But as a cattle dog
playing, I see it here,
with a plastic baseball bat, playing baseball with his dad in the garage. And oh my gosh, this cattle dog is so fast. And you got to see him. He's holding the bat in his mouth. And the dad pitches to him. Now watch this dog. It's so fast you can barely see it.
Okay, I was just expecting a bunt.
Right. No, this dog is wacko. Is that amazing? That's
dinger.
A home run ball. Look at him. He's just kabam.
Wow.
Woohoo.
And then he turns into Luke Skywalker swinging it like a lightsaber.
Yeah, and they get it from both angles. I'm watching him from the front and behind.
Wow.
But, I mean, is that dog? I mean, he is so fast. Oh, those cattle dogs are so Fast and Sharp. That, and that remind, you know, Natasha, Roberta's boomer was a cattle dog type.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in the life that's coming up for Roberta, what she's doing, maybe a cattle dog type isn't the right.
And that's what I was getting.
The right
that,
personality
that
I temperament
can't tell
for
you.
What she, there, now, see, look at that peacock.
Yeah.
Now,
is
wait,
this
see,
the one that you think is
yeah,
AI?
Yeah. Now, look, I mean, that spectacular blue. And then look, it's kind of a pinky purple body.
Well, I got to say,
you
this
think that's
image
a real
is
one?
Altered. I don't think it's AI, but the image is definitely altered because look at the trees in the background.
Well,
that's
the trees
what are... really gives it away.
Well, there are blue trees. But so I think that was a peacock, and I think somebody changed the colors. What do you think?
Now, this is an altered image.
Yeah.
Well, Natasha's the psychic. Is that do we really have pink and blue peacocks, or did somebody mess with me again?
No. Yeah.
Somebody's
messing. I think that's more altered. I mean, you just watch the way that the animal's walking and stuff. It just feels.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, it's a. A true bird, but the way that it's.
Well, I'm telling you, if they come in that color, I want one.
Yeah, I think what somebody did is they took all the greens and then they made them blue. Because you even look at the ground that it's walking on, you can see like random blue specks in places that maybe looks like there could have been like a pine needle or something.
All right. Yeah. Well, there's also really a smart cat that turns.
Yeah, here's those little blue specks at the bottom.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, blue on the ground. Yeah.
Instead of green.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's too vibrant.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. But it sure is beautiful. But
it is. Absolutely.
But if we can go back to that moment, because I feel like that conversation about why do animals leave us at certain times, even if it's not, even if it's not like they are at an end of life, you know, that a lot of animals, when we are ready to go into a new stage of our life, sometimes they're, and especially if our animal is more our, I'm going to call it that right animal, you know, that they feel like they're just our, they know us, you know, they, you know.
I call them heart animals.
Heart animals. I call them familiars.
They're the special ones.
Yeah, they're the familiar. You know,
if you're honest with yourself, if you've lived with a lot of different animals, like a lot of different cats or a lot of different dogs,
they
feel differently about them because they're different individuals, just like humans. But some of those animals are what I call heart animals, some not. So that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. And all animals are for us, but there's some that are more specific at a certain time. And there's sometimes when we are ready to move into a new understanding of ourselves. We're ready to jump into a new doorway. We're going to walk through a doorway of let's say a new experience, or we are going through something emotional that we have to. We're going to step into a new knowing of ourselves that is more defined, more. You know, like me when I was changing jobs and I knew I was stepping into a new understanding, and then that led to me having more time for my business. That, you know, that my animal passed away. You know, there's just these times when we have these energetically shifts. And sometimes our heart animals, our familiars, do not necessarily have the calling to support us through that whole journey, that whole journey. And if they left you in the middle of that journey, it would be more harder for you than leaving you at the beginning of it. And I can't tell you why this happens. I can't tell you energetically. I just know that this is a cause and effect. And I just want to put it out there for everyone who's had animals that have left you in a moment of grief. In the moment, you know, like I had a cousin who lost two of her dogs after her dad passed away, you know, because this was a moment when she was going to become a newer person, because grief changes you, who you are. You know, you go through a very vulnerable time, you go through a life-altering moment, and those life-altering moments, sometimes our animals can't carry us through the fuller time, and they know that if they step out, that allows something else to step in for you to move you into that next journey. And it's amazing. Like I had, after my familiar, my heart animal passed away, I had another cat step in. Well, I was wishing that she was going to be a certain way, but she couldn't step up to it. So I learned how to be my own self. She, you know, my cat, instead of leaning on my cat, she taught me to step in my own power, into my own knowings, which gave me strength that was beyond what I would have thought if I didn't have a cat. Does that make sense? So sometimes, even though they aren't totally like my Ava's not my heart animal, but she taught me so much going through what I was going through during that next stage in my life. And now I have my other familiar, my Rocky,
That's your new kitty, right?
My new kitty. And
how old is Rocky now?
Oh, about 10 months. Yeah, about 7 months.
So a teenager.
Yeah. He's a teenager. And there are some times where it's like, okay, it's a debirding time. Or a laser time.
You need to flat cat him.
I would flat cat him. The only thing is I have to put my dog out because she wants to be flat catted too.
Yeah, right. Yep.
And then
the dog goes out when the interactive debird and stuff comes out.
Or lasers out.
Robbie's got to go out or he'd be right in the middle of it too.
And a 50-pound dog is not as easy flying around the house than a cat.
And the cats don't like that. No.
But I wanted to explain that a little bit.
Well, it's a follow up from last week because we got into this subject, I think, Nathan, didn't we, last week a little bit? And we're talking about when our animals leave us and so forth. I know. It's because Dr. Nels now sends out a monthly newsletter, and we always start the second Sunday of the month. We start out with his monthly newsletter and the affirmation for the month and that sort of thing. Well, the stories, he also does questions and answers. And one of the questions he was asked that he answered had to do with when it's time to say goodbye and how do you know when it's time and whether to euthanize or not and all of that. So we had a bit of that discussion last week. And I'd just reiterate that our animals really care about us and they do
what's
best
for us. It's a deep calling.
They typically, the decisions they make are usually based on what they think will be the best for us or will help us. And that's, we kind of ended that discussion with, that's why I have so many times had to deal with situations where the animal will pass when the owner is gone. Like owner goes on vacation and then so the animal passes while they're gone. Or the animal leaves the environment and goes off into Mother Nature to go somewhere. And invariably, I have found that it turns out that they felt it would be easier for their humans to accept if it didn't happen when they're there.
Yep.
So I ended up with saying, that doesn't fly with me. No. I mean, when I told the story of when, I was a young teenager and I just didn't have the courage within me to go and be with, my dog friend when, and my mom had to call the vet and tell him to do it. And I've regretted it ever since. And so I have never let my animals leave without me. And so I have that discussion with them.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's your time. I love you so. And you've been so devoted that the best gift I can give you is to be with you and help you make that transition. So you have to wait for me. Okay. But we have it in no uncertain terms that there's no other choice. They don't get to leave without me. And I've never had that fail. From that time forward, I have always been able, my animals have waited and have passed with me present. So
and
I've
there,
been able to assist them.
Yeah, there's also this little bit, like as you're saying that, I'm picturing like my cousin whose cat walked away and passed away. And, there is this quiet whisper that sometimes the chaos of the house or something isn't right for the animal to pass away either. So in a little bit of a selfish moment, especially with a cat, they will walk out because for them, their ending is their ending. Cats are a different breed. They're a different makeup. But so a cat might walk away a little bit more often than a dog will because of their need for that quiet solace as they leave. Like when my cat passed away, she says, I'm going to pass away on the dog bed. Don't move me. And I tried to hold her in that middle and it was like, don't. Instead, my dog got in my lap, So animals have their way of negotiating their own passing. And that's a way that we can support them, because sometimes they do want to be put to sleep. Sometimes they mm-hmm. do want to walk away. Sometimes they do want to be held. And it's just walking with whatever feels right for you.
Yeah. And especially, you know, I mean, and how often are we able to be in our higher energies to give them permission to leave when mm-hmm. it's time?
Yeah.
Many are never not at that point and will hang on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being reminded of a story that I wrote decades ago. It was published in the New Times back in the day. And it was a story of a situation where, because I every once in a while get called in, and this was a family and an old dachshund and they didn't know if it was time or not and what should be going mm-hmm. on with it. And I won't go into the whole story now, but in my experience, I've just a handful of experiences where the animal is holding on solely for the humans or their family, their mm-hmm. human family, and they've been in their body too long.
Mm-hmm.
It's really strange, Natasha, but I get a smell.
Yeah, it is a smell.
And when I get around, so you get that too? Mm-hmm. It's a smell that I feel that tells, I mean, it's almost like the body's rotting.
Yeah.
But nobody else smells it but me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so
I've witnessed that example
yeah,
where the dog
will hold on.
Yeah, and because the owner, it's just
and
so
life
altering.
I think we need
to
time out because Nathan's making hand signals and stuff. So that means I know that it's time to take care of advertisers.
And
but are you also saying we have a phone call?
We have a phone call on the line.
My apologies, phone caller.
They just called in a couple minutes ago.
Okay, because Natasha and I were talking, and it is an important subject. It was called the Moe and Cayman story. It really is pretty. Maybe someday, sometime, when there's nothing else to do. Well, first of all, I have to dig it out, see if I can find it, because it was on a typewritten pages. Mm-hmm. It's like 5 or 7 pages. It's a long story. But oh boy, is it a good one.
Mm-hmm.
We had the most incredible experience I've ever had with an animal's passing on mm-hmm. that particular case and that ending of that day. So maybe I'll bring it in and read it to you sometime. So it would be good. But anyway, let's, before I go off on another tangent, sorry to caller, let's take care of advertisers so we stay on schedule, and then we'll go to our caller. Does that work for you, Nathan?
Absolutely.
All right, so let's take care of advertisers, and phone caller, you're next, so hold on. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and let's see, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. If you can't find them at your local pet stores, they're all available on Amazon, but go to newprosupplements.com to read all about them. And if you want your dog's hair to stay on their body and not on your floor, New Pro Dog Supplement is phenomenal for skin and hair coat, keeping the hair on the dog. I am amazed at the difference between when Robbie is taking it and when he's not. When he's not, I can carpet the world in golden retriever hair. When he is taking it, it stays on his body and I brush it off and I don't have to pick it up off the floor. Anyway, NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O supplements.com. Our sound healer, premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, has the Whispering Dragon Center in her home in Shoreline these days. Great location, easy access and parking. And it's wonderful to be in the presence of the gong room with the gongs and the chimes and acutonic forks and so forth. So for chiropractic, acupuncture, but mostly what she does is acutonics. It's the acutonic forks on acupressure points. And I feel it's a lot more powerful than just acupuncture itself. You can check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center online, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And if you know anybody has problems with their dog friends and wants the problem solved quickly or needs to know how to live with an unruly dog, I'm the one to call, and I always do a free telephone evaluation. So write down my phone number, give it to anybody you know that has problems with their dogs, and tell them I will talk to them for free on the phone. My number is 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty. Let's get to that phone caller. We are headed back up to Bellingham. And Deborah, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Wonderful. Thank you, Martha. Good to be back with you again.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Hello.
Doing well. Hi, Natasha.
We just need a direct line to Bellingham.
Exactly.
All right.
North.
So just to catch everybody up, I think you talked to us a month ago.
And then, yes.
About
then
your kitty, your new rescue cat, Tigre, isn't it?
Correct.
And Tigre, great cat, but he was being a little unruly, and he was one of those ones that you touch the wrong place the wrong time, and he'd fire up and bite. And we talked about the energy stuff and that changing the vocabulary, talking to him, and that when you hand about, you know, these cats, when it's often touching the base of the tail, or the belly, but I think he's a belly upper. You can touch him okay.
Right, he's a belly upper. He's okay that way.
Some aren't. But that the instinctive thing is that if they start to fire up on you, you pull your hand away real fast. Well, that triggers the pounce instinct and can get you bit. So you just freeze and hold still and breathe and say, be gentle with me. And you reported back to me after the show that that worked for you and your husband.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're still working on it because I'm more with a cat than he is, so I have to keep reminding him how to do it, and it's getting much, much better with him.
Oh,
and then you were going to get the interactive toys and the DeBird and stuff
got
so
him.
You could flat cat this guy.
Yes.
Natasha
yes.
can relate to that because she's got a teenage kitty on her hands,
yep,
and she's having to flat cat him too.
It's that, I wonder what's here. I wonder what's there. And that helps yeah. that.
And so then I know you called in last week so we could get everybody tuned up with Dr. Nels and Linda.
Correct.
And I know I was going to have you check in this week, but I can't remember if there's anything specific and what we need to look at. So what's going on and what do you need?
I feel that he's getting much more loving. You know,
okay.
I asked him last night to sleep in because it was a Sunday instead of waking us up at 5:30 or 5 o'clock. And it was like 6:37 before he started meowing. So
oh, good.
He listened to me. So I was very thankful. And
wonderful.
Instead of screaming at me for his food this morning, he was rubbing against my legs and waiting for it patiently. So that was a big step. And I think that he's just, it's slowly getting there. And, you know, what Linda told me to repeat 3 times has been helping me and helping him too, I believe.
That would have been your affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I don't remember.
Yes.
What was your affirmation?
I am brave and I'm full of good.
No, oh, I okay. like that.
And also this week he let me clip his toenails for the first time. I mean, he was squirrely, but he never even tried to bite me.
Oh, isn't that funny? Because Natasha was just mentioning that during the break, and she said the one issue with her little Rocky is that he kind of flips his cookies when it comes to nail trimming. So
yep.
did you find a secret with your Tigre? How did you pull it off?
I just picked him up and said, can we do this? And he just kind of looked at me, and he's got huge feet, and he was just like kind of bouncing his back feet off of me, but no claws, no nothing, and allowed me to get to every
yeah.
one of them. So I'm very thankful.
Yeah, it's me changing the language around what I'm doing. So I'm observing myself and what I need to do different.
Yeah, and so am I. But I'm just wondering, is there anything more I need to be doing for me or for him, Natasha?
So you just want Natasha to kind of look at the energy generally and see where we are now?
Yes.
Yeah.
And okay. What Dr. Neil said to last week, that he has an energy imbalance close to his rib cage.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that was balanced when Nels worked on him. But let's see what Natasha sees now.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to come back to you.
Okay.
So coming into this, when we have these new animals and when we have these new opportunities coming in, that a lot of times our energy shifts to what they are doing. Now it's mm-hmm. time to start bringing your energy back to you.
Okay.
To start owning yourself, knowing that you have the empowerment, you know, that gut knowing on what to do, where to go, who to be, and that's what it's time for you to thank you for caring for him in the new story that you're creating with him. But now it's time for you to do that. And there's certain things in your life that are starting to get you to be a little bit more. We're going through these changes where we're just feeling a little off center. Should I make this decision? What should I make that decision? And there's been a lot of core decisions that we're being asked to make right now. And even if it's, should I change my diet? Should I, you know, should I go to this gas station instead of that gas station? You know, mm-hmm. sometimes those little changes that we make,
simplistic things.
Yeah, that those are those times when we're really questioning our inner self, and it's time for you to start owning your choices. Start
okay.
owning what you're doing. And that's the message that
so,
your
like
guides are telling.
So making conscious choices?
Making conscious choices and owning them, knowing that it doesn't matter if it's right or wrong, that you made that decision and you're going to, you know, it's not that you have to stick to it, but it's like, you know what? I'm making the better decision for me right now, and that's what I've got. So
continue to trust my gut.
Exactly. Thank you for that language. So going into that and your team wants you to remember that your digestive system is going to be your teller for how you're negotiating your life. If you're feeling like you're getting, I don't want to say heartburn, but things aren't necessarily, like I feel like sometimes you get that little bit of unease like it in your stomach where things are like a little off or something. They want you to remember to take some deep breaths and slow down when you're eating so that you're digesting your life a little differently.
Thank you. I'm a fast eater.
Yeah. So slow yourself down a little bit and breathe. They want you to take some breaths and remember. And as you do that, that's going to help your cat's energy to get into that final connection with communication with you. Because then you're not going to his energy. His energy is going to you, and you are going to go to him because you have two solid, more solid energies to negotiate with.
Makes sense. Makes perfect sense.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
All right.
So I hope that helps.
It does indeed. Thank you very much, ladies. I greatly appreciate you being there.
You're more than welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in.
And that mantra that Linda gave you, that is that other piece of that story about believing.
Every time I say it, I just get energy inside of me and tingles.
Yeah, exactly. So bring it down into that lower digestion.
Okay.
Because it's about owning who we are, and that lower gut area is getting messed up for a lot of people because we're not owning into that knowing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can hold on to that affirmation and keep using it. I know Linda, I did a session with Linda years ago. She gave me an affirmation. I still use it every day. Okay, so those affirmations that can come through can be really, really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And remember, you may be wrong with the fuller picture, but there's something right about making the choice you did at that time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Okay, Deborah. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Absolutely.
Have a great Sunday afternoon, and we'll look forward to chatting with you next time.
Absolutely.
Okay,
bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.
All righty. So if you have a behavior training or healing question for me, or if you would like a personal awareness coaching or private reading with Natasha, anything you want to know about your animals, you want to talk to human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, Natasha is here and phone lines are open and phone calls take priority. So pick up your phones. Better you call sooner rather than later. Local number 425-373-5527. It's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. All righty then. Speaking of intuition and knowing things, reminded me of one of our follow-ups here in the Animal News. It's not going to be any Triple Crown winner this year because, last time the first round of the Triple Crown for thoroughbred horse racing in this country is Kentucky Derby, mm-hmm. and that was won by Mystic Dan, and I like that because my horse's name was Dan, so mm-hmm. I was going to root for him. The second leg of the Triple Crown was yesterday, and that's the Preakness, and because I was not working, I once again was able to watch it, and it was kind of interesting, Natasha. I knew what time the Preakness was going to run, but I'm not a mm-hmm. big, huge fan. I just wanted to be able to report on it today, and I kind of was interested to see if Mystic Dan, mm-hmm. Could keep it going for a Triple Crown.
It was a muddy track.
Yeah, so I tuned in. Like, I think it was supposed to start at 3:50 our time, and so I just remembered at 3, turn on, so I turned it on. And, of course, it didn't actually start for another 20 minutes mm-hmm. or so, but, yeah, it was a muddy track and stuff. But the interesting thing was, I tuned in time for the horses, when they're walking them mm-hmm. up to load them up in the thing. So I was just seeing, and I don't know anything about horse racing. I don't look at it, but so I'm just watching the different horses and I also, Mystic Dan, his number is 5, and I'm a Gemini, and that's a Gemini mm-hmm. number. And so I thought that's very cool. But I hadn't seen him. So I was watching for him, and then this horse walks through, the picture, and I'm like, oh, that's it. And this horse, and I'm mm-hmm. I just got rig time. That's it. That's it. But it wasn't Mystic Dan. And I was thinking after the race, God, if I was a betting person and if I knew how to bet, if I had been able to just do something on my phone right mm-hmm. then, I could have made a lot of money. Because it turned out. What was the horse's name? It wasn't Shades of Gray. It was Something of Gray. But anyway, that horse that flashed at me and I got that big hit. That's the one
mm-hmm.
That was the horse that won the race. Hmm. And, it was the biggest long shot of the day.
Wow.
So I could have made some money on that one. I don't know that it would have happened if I was actually at the race and could bet. And would I have that strong an intuition and know who's going to win?
Sometimes
we get those hits,
but we're not meant to use it for our for our greater gain.
Yeah, but I realized, of course, once the race was run
mm-hmm.
and that horse went beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that horse.
And that trainer is what, 90 something years old?
Yeah, it was an interesting story.
Yeah, he's a 5-time winner.
What can you tell us the name of the horse that won the Preakness yesterday? It's something of gray. I want to say Shades of Gray, but that's not what it was. It was
a pretty horse.
Yeah.
Well, they're showing Preakness Stakes in the old Kentucky Derby and Mystic Dance. Seize the Gray.
Go. Yeah, that was it's a kind of a play on it. Seize the Day. It's Seize mm-hmm. the Gray because mm-hmm. the of the horse's color. But yeah, very neat looking horse. Mm-hmm. But Seize the Gray won, so no Triple Crown this year.
Nope.
But and I could have made some money if I knew how to bet, but I don't. So speaking of that, hey Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
You actually went to the Mariners games this week. I mean, what's up with that? They're doing really good.
The one I went to, they lost. But
oh, okay.
Yeah, they are doing pretty good.
Didn't they beat somebody really good yesterday, didn't they?
Yes, they beat the Orioles, who are the second place in the AL East, but they're 28-15. And then the Mariners right now, they're 25-21, and they're just ahead of the Rangers for first place in the AL West. So we're holding our ground, and as you know, Jerry DePoto said at the beginning, we're going to win 54 or 56% of our games. We're doing that so far, and we're in first place.
Well, how good are you at sports, Natasha?
Good enough to know the conversations, but not good enough to know the players.
Yeah, I mean on a psychic level.
Oh, okay.
How's your vision? Because, you know, I don't know, but it seems kind of like a pattern to me, and I don't know, maybe I make it, but it seems to me that didn't the Mariners start off really good the first part of the season, and sometimes better than others. They're starting mm-hmm. out really well this season, but I think maybe they did that last season or the season before. And then it doesn't take very long before they peter out and get, you know, and then they're yucky by the end of the season. Is it there any possibility?
There's too much. I'm not
too soon to tell. Is that what you're saying?
And you can't tell us. Sports is also a betting thing these days.
Yeah,
too, so.
There's too much humanness involved,
Natasha,
in that.
Natasha,
there's way too much humanness in that. Yeah, it's a game. It's a game.
Well, yeah.
On all sides. You know, it's a betting game. You know.
All right, but so who wins this? The Mariners going to continue to play well, or I don't know. I think maybe she doesn't have a good feeling about this. She's not saying anything.
I'm not saying anything. I'm staying neutral.
Yeah. And see that energy to me means okay. Let's not.
I'm not quoting okay. nothing.
The way sports are these days, it involves gambling reasons. And,
I'm not quoting that one. I'm not quoting that one.
All right.
That's kind of like playing with the weather.
Anyway, for right now, Nathan's happy because the Mariners are doing great and they're in first place.
In the AL West, at least.
I thought I heard at the end of the sports that I was watching, just so I would be on top of it today. And they say that they played them again, I think this morning, wasn't it? At 10
the Baltimore
o'clock,
Orioles?
Yeah, aren't they playing like right now?
Oh, well, let me go up here.
Because I thought you might have to do a Gary.
I know it's going to be starting soon. I actually think it's already, we're in the top of the first right now.
All right, yeah, so I think, you have to do a Gary. You have to watch the game and do your
job. Let me
job.
Pull it up on my phone right now.
Yeah, so I'm giving you permission to pay attention. I thought, Nathan's going to have to do double duty because they're playing during mm-hmm. Animal World. All right, then. Hey, Natasha, I have some good news.
What's that? Your hummingbirds are back.
Yes! Yes!
There's the psychic.
And they are back! They are back in spades, and I have roofies, and I have Annas, and I got babies up the kazoo. And I'm having to make hummingbird nectar like crazy because they are draining the feeders. Mm-hmm. But my gosh, they are so much fun because there are so many of them, and the babies don't have the issues that the parents do. So they like just pull up a seat and they'll all get on the feeder mm-hmm. together. They're starting to recognize who belongs to what family, but the babies don't know that they're supposed to bail out, you know, when mom and dad come, and that they take priority, especially dad. So the babies will be there and dad will come down and they don't take off. It's kind of like, well, pull up a chair. You know, so they're still learning.
Sounds like the young people of our world, too, right now.
Yeah. And so,
as I work in elementary school,
it's pretty easy to know who's, you know, who the youngins are.
And who's really in control.
Right. But it's just so much fun because there's so many of them. And they are just, you know, drinking up a storm. But anyway, so I'm happy because, you know, apparently, as you said, you know, the Annas were really confused and went away. Anyway, that was a weird. Oh, I know. That's what I was going to ask you. Because I'm thinking, you know, we said it's only May.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and all the babies are back. Is there any chance that the Hummers will do a second batch?
Right before you asked that, I was that thought came in you know, is there going to be a second set? There might be a few that might.
Okay.
There might be a few that might think about it.
So the adults might disappear again.
Yeah, a few of them. Not very many, but there might be a couple that go, hey, you know, let's make some hoochie goochie.
I know. You know, Tina and Lake Stevens, who calls in about, mm-hmm. you know, her animals from time to time, I talked to her this week. She has in her garage. Her garage doesn't have her car in it. Has other storage stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there are boxes on a shelf. And for a few years now, Junco's birds have mm-hmm. been, the Oregon Junco's have been building nests in her garage and having, you know, eggs and babies.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just telling me that, she told me earlier, and they had their first batch way early.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was gonna, and then, so that first batch is already hatched and grown up and gone, and she was gonna clean out the area, but she went to the shelf and darn, there were more eggs. She said, so her Junco's are already doing a mm-hmm, second batch. Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some that are,
but I think winter ended and it got really warm. You remember in February mm-hmm. for a while, then cooled off again, but it never went back into really deep winter. And so I think some of the birds got a jump on it and got started early. So,
well, our planet shifted a couple years ago.
Oh.
And so I was watching a podcast and they were saying this, and it was like, that's what I've been feeling is that, you know, when we had all those earthquakes there for a little while, you know, in Japan and stuff, that the earth shifted. There's certain things that shifted in the earth for just, I mean, and it could have been just, you know, a degree or two, you know, off, but that shifts the whole streamline of weather and, you know, the streamline that I forget what when the weather goes certain places in the earth. Well, if you shift the earth just that little bit, well, it changes that whole line of the stream. And so that's why we've been having more storms and that kind of stuff. But we've also got the human part of this dancing into the story of making weather do what it's doing. But, you know, it's that energy. That's why, you know, like I was looking outside and my yard is so luscious and green every spring. But there's something that feels a little different about it. I don't know what the language is, but I think it is that our weather is just changing just that degree or two. You know, where we used to be a little bit more greener and wetter and stuff, that the earth turned where we're just getting a little warmer. You know, we're not going to have such our rain's changing a little bit because of the how the earth changed just that degree or two.
Yep, it has made a difference. All right, we better take care of advertisers. I'm Nathan sitting quietly over there. I'm kind of surprised.
Well, you told me I could watch the Mariners
game. Oh, that's the problem. Never mind. I get it now. He was doing his other job, but since I just gave that to him, it's okay. Let's take care of advertisers. And since we don't have any phone callers at the moment, Let's do advertisers, and then maybe we can get current events in before the top of the hour. We'll have another full hour for you guys to get busy and call us. All righty. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
This is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos Sunday, May 19 at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Join May's special panel about the outermost dwarf planet, Sedna, in Gemini, featuring guests Alan Clay and Melissa Billington from Australia to explore this 56-year orbital path of our soul's destiny in communicative Gemini. Come journey with us on Talk Cosmos, May 19, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We heard from Linda Rasmussen. She's the best bioenergetic synchronization technique energy codes gal. Was in the studio, on the show with us last week. Is here the second Sunday of every month, and you can check her out at her website, Vertical Energy Worldwide. She works out of her office in the Intraspace facilities in the old Rainier Brewery, and you can work with her in person or you can work remotely. Remember, with energetic medicine like this, there is no issue with distance. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And being on the air and having a session with her doesn't count. So even if you've been on the air with us, doesn't matter. You can call or text her, and she would be happy to do a free session with you. Her website is verticalenergyworldwide.com. And the phone number to call or text for a free session is 206-841-1992. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. If you're interested, you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. How about we've got time? Let's do a little current events. Let's see, going on up at the Northwest Dream Center in South Everett. They're at McCollum Park. This will be Saturday, June 15th at the Northwest Dream Center. It is Sunset Serenades with the Musical Mountaineers and Friends. This will be benefiting the Sustainable Ecosystem Lab. Saturday, June 15th, like I said, it's at the Stream Center. There is priority seating and early admission, which would happen at 6 p.m., and the cost for that is $50. The program is actually at 7 p.m. and $40 if you don't want the priority seating. It's a 90-minute concert, and it sounds wonderful. If you go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, click on Current Events, and then Rhonda will have the links up for this. And if you read about these musical mountaineers and the friends, I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a phenomenal concert. So you might want to check that out, and you do need to make reservations. So streamkeeper.org is the website, or give them a call at 425-316-8592. All righty. And then I've kind of got a big list of stuff going on for Positive Alliance. You can mark your calendars. Their annual auction, it will be virtual again, will be October 19th through the 26th. That's coming up this fall. Some events they will be, Positive Alliance will be at these events with custom pet ID tags. At May 18th, well, that was yesterday, forget that. June 23rd, Resilient Hearts Solstice Vendor Fair in Fremont. July 13th, Old Dog Haven's 20th Anniversary Party, that'll be in Shoreline. And October 19th will be Cattoberfest in Renton. All righty. And there are going to be a lot of bark in the parks. I think these are for the Seattle Mariners. So I think that's above my pay grade going to the real Mariners games. We did the Aqua Sox last year, didn't we? But anyway, it looks like Bark in the Park at the Mariners Wednesday, May 29th for the Houston Astros. Monday, June 10th, Chicago White Sox. Tuesday, July 2nd, Baltimore Orioles. Wednesday, August 7th, Detroit Tigers. And Thursday, September 12th, Texas Rangers. So a lot of Bark in the Parks for the Mariners. I haven't gotten any information on Aqua Sox yet. Okay, and then let's see, upcoming for Meow Cat Rescue, their annual 2024 Fine Wines and Felines, that's their in-person dinner, silent and live auction, will be in Bothell this year, and it's Saturday, June 22nd at 5:30. All righty, so that pretty much covers current events. And then just to know that next week is the last Sunday of the month, be an encore presentation, and you can tune in to hear last week's healing show with Dr. Nels and Linda. And if you do listen again, you can get surrogate healings just by following Linda's instructions. And so that's pretty cool. All righty, then. We are kind of good. Before we get ready to do Love Train and stuff, there... just going to ask you to think about this one, Natasha. A missing dog out in my neck of the woods. It's been at least a couple of weeks or so. Interesting story. I did contact her off the air. Told you we were going to be on, and she was going to call in today, but I think they're still so busy looking. I see.
Called, she?
No, I don't know. I don't know. She might have. The dog's name is Tofu. Mm-hmm. He is a big bully dog, but a really nice, a really attractive one. He almost looks like a blown up Frenchie. Mm-hmm. He's that cute. Light tan, big basketball size head with the short, pricky bully ears. But then low to the ground, she says he's about 90 pounds. So he's a big, big dog, but smaller. Anyway, they live in Monroe on Bowl and Ball Hill Road, which and must not have fencing or something, but had two dogs, let them out for potties, and Tofu didn't come back. And they've been looking. I see their signs up in Monroe and still has been posting. Somebody just posted yesterday. The dog is still looking for this dog. I was hoping she'd be able to call in, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. So I'm just wanting you to tune in, you know, and because we're going to be love training here, and then maybe we'll have something to say afterwards. But
somebody picked him up.
Well, I was going to say my first impression when I first saw the post on Nextdoor. Mm-hmm. My first impression was somebody took him. Because he's kind of too big to have been by some kind of wild. I mean, there's wildlife big enough that could, there's cougar, there's bear, bobcat sort of stuff. But he's too big a dog for something like that to have happened and there not be some evidence. Mm-hmm. But very, very, very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could tune in on this, I think we're going to get ready to do a love train now on top of the hour, but then maybe we'll come back and see if you have any insight on that or if you can confirm. But it sounds like you're confirming that mm-hmm. someone did take him.
Mm-hmm.
That's so maybe, and I don't know if we have to do it off air or on or whatever, but if there's something that might help locate him. But he's just a very cool dog, and of course, you know, they're heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, it is getting ready to be the end of the hour, and we got to fire up hour number 3. That means it's time to pull out the love train one more time. We're going to get on the love train, get our energy going, and some exercise for the day. And when it comes to sending love all over the world, lots in our country, all the places that there's warring going on, you know where to send the energy, and that's what we'll do. And, of course, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with us. We'll cruise through and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music. Give us a little extra juice with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Animal World continues another hour. Give us a call. 425-373-5527. Animal World continues right here in Alternative Talk, AM 11.